We are learning Masechtas Nida. We're continuing Daf Yud Beis and Aleph. We're on the bottom, towards the bottom, Tana Rabbanon. Like 10 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanon. Chamorim upayalim habam v'haveh habam v'beis ha'ovel v'beis ha'mishta. We have here people who left their wives and went away. Either they're donkey drivers, or they are construction workers, or they're coming from a beis ha'ovel. They went to Menachem Avos someone, or from a chasim or someone far away. And they left their wives, and they come back home. The loch is, Nishayim Lahem Becheskes Tahara. Their wives are, they come back home, they don't have to ask the wife of the Torah. They're Becheskes Tahara. Uboin Beshoyin Imoim. They could come home and sleep in the same bed with them. Ben Yeshoinis, Ben Oris. Say if they're asleep, say if they're awake. Bemedvar Murim, when could you name on? When could you assume that she's still Tahara? Medvar Murim Shanicham Becheskes Tahara. If you left her when she was Tahara. So you could say the status quo stayed the same. Aval nichon becheskes tumah. If you left, she was tamei. Lo oilam itameya ashatayim v'loy tahirani. She's tamei forever until she tells him she's tahira. This is one of the makairis that she has to say tevalti after going to the mikvah. She has to tell him I am tahira. That's what the Braisa says. So Gemara says, Shmuel mai mukilo. What's Shmuel? So Taisrei speaks out that we know this Braisa is talking about in the type of woman that's oisik b'tahiras. So we're saying if it's Oisik b'tahiras, the halacha is that she's becheskes tahira. So Gemara asks a kash like this: Shmuel my mukilo, or Shmuel, how does Shmuel learn this brisa? Even she has a vest, if she has a vest, kasha era. It's kasha that even by yeshla vest, Shmuel holds a woman who is awake needs to do a bedika before tashmish since she's Oisik b'tahiras. Even she ain't a vest, even worse. If she doesn't have a vest, kasha bein er bein yeshana, she has to make a bedikah. So here, how could he come home and say, oh, everything's gevaldik? You have to make a bedikah. Lachas, you have to make a bedikah by suka b'tahiras, even if she's cheskes tahira, right? My answer is, lo'olam sheyesh lo vest. She has a vest. So yeshena is not shver. You don't have to make a bedikah, like we said before, that yesh lo vest, even by suka b'tahiras, does not have to do a bedikah by yeshena. Aye, she's awake. Why is mutter? Kivan Shatava, since he asked, he wanted to be mishamish with her, Eilecha Bedika Gedoy Lamazu. There's no bigger Bedika than that. And like Tosis explains, Kivan that she came, Shabbat Adarach, Mephaisa Vetoiva Latashmish, Ve'i Chazi, if she would have seen them, Kvar Ramya Nafsha Sheregisha B'Shas Re'iyah V'Zecheres. She would remember then, you know, if he's asking her, for Tashmish, she would, oh, remember, hey, my tummy or not, and she would have said something. So Tavia, it's a huge chiddush, a Tavia is like a Badika. Inlecha Badika Gdoel Mazu. It's one of the rayas of the Rai it has. You don't have to make a Badika Bechurim Vistokim, it's this Gemara. But I'm not going to get into that, into Halach L'maisa, but his Inlecha Badika Gdoel Mazu. So what we answer.
Do it?
What?
That she let you.
No, that you ask, if she asks her and she's fine with it, that's a raya, she's Tahira. It's like a bedika, just like it's ilush in a bedika right now. It's a big chiddush for the Gemara. But so we're talking about imasuka v'tayrus, and she's awake. The loch is a tviya is like a bedika. Only a popular Rava, ma'ul mebekai mesnita. Rapapa asked Rava, you know, if someone's oisik v'tayrus, do they have to do a bedika or they can be samechan tviya? It's a gevaldik akula. Can be samechan tviya. That's a question. Can I samechan a tviya or not? We have to dafka a real bedika. That was the question. Rapapa asked Rava. On Malay. Sudni loy, the Meganya Ba'ape. Sudni means two pshat. Either means Talmud Chacham, comes from the word Soid Hashem Lirev, or he was talking to our papa who worked in the beer industry, and that's why Lashon of Sudni, Lashon of beer. But either way, he said, no, you don't have to do a bedika. The Meganya Ba'ape, because when she makes a bedika, it's not so, it makes him a little bit nimus. And therefore, and she'll be the Zgana b'fanav. So it's taka better do, if you have his head, the tviya, do a tviya, don't do a bedika. That's the answer. So Rav Kana comes here, he wants to find out what the Gedolim really did in their house. So they makbid on bedika, they saw him on tviya. Om Rav Kana, shall desinu la'anche beisid Rav Papa of Rav Huna Rav Yeshua. I asked the wives of Rav Papa and Rav Huna Rav Yeshua. The Gemara calls it the Bnei Bayis, doesn't say the wives, it's the Inche Beisa, the Bnei Bayis. They asked the Bnei Bayis of Rav Papa and Rav Huna Rav Yeshua. Says, when your husbands come home from yeshiva, they used to go to yeshiva for weeks at a time, does he make you make a bedika before tashmish? And the wife said, loy, no. Why didn't you ask the gedolim himself? Why did you ask the wives? So the Gemara answers that they were scared that the Rabbanim will say, nah, you don't have to make a bdika. But maybe they're in the house, they're more machmer. And these Talmidim want to find out what the Rebbe really does. So that's what the Gemara says. Dilma inu kamachmer of Shem, they're machmer on themselves. So they wanted to find out what they really do inside, what they really do. And therefore they found out that they don't do bdikas, they do tefiah, and that's enough. So the Gemara writes, the Tana Rabbanim, Isha she'in lo vest, asura l'shamish. Look at the Gemara that an Isha that does not have a vest, she's not allowed to be Mishamish. And this is talking about even not, this price is going now, even not a Sukkah with Tyrus. And it's a new Chiddush Vos that an Isha does not have a vest, she can never have Tashmish. And why not? Because you never know when it's going to come. And therefore, this Tana holds, the Tana Kam of this price, the Isha she ain't la vest is also Lashamish, the ain't law like Suba, and she has to get divorced. She's also Shamish, she has to get divorced. The ain't law like Suba, she doesn't get a Ksuba because she was. She's, you know, she's the goods are no good. You know, it's not his fault. It's her fault. So she's not getting a ksuba. She doesn't get a peiros. Any peiros that he ate from the nichsim elug, she doesn't have to pay back. Beloy mezoinus, he doesn't have to give her any mezoinus. Like once there's a psak to divorce her, he doesn't have to give mezoinus anymore. Beloy beloyus, and also she brought clothing in and it got ruined already. He doesn't have to give it back. And Tysus is a little different than that. But either way, these are all Tanai Ksuba. The loch is, he does not have to do any of it. But Yaitzi has to give a get. He can't be Machzer this wife forever. Can't take his bike away. Even though his wife now, he hears, he gets, she had a vest kavua now, he can't take her back anymore. We'll see why. The Gemara's going to explain. Divra Ameya. That's what Ameya Shita. Ameya Shita holds the Isha She'in La vest. You have to divorce her because you never know. In the middle of Tashra she could have done. She has to divorce her and she has no doesn't get a ksuba. And you can't return her, she can't get her back. She can stay married. Just she has to do bedikah before and after Tashmish. She does bedikah before and after Tashmish and hein evisua, hein tikunua. You know, those bedikah, if it's no good, we know it's no good. And if it is good, you know it is good. That will be her thing that makes her usher or makes her mutter. It's oyloy labala, and then we'll see what that means exactly. It's machlokes in the Gemara. Explains the Gemara. Asur l'shamish. What Shmuel Rameya says that's asur to have tashmish. The Gemara explains. Maybe he'll be having tashmish with her, and she's gonna see them. So it's gonna make him do aver. That's why. It's awesome. Ein l'ksuba. Why ein l'ksuba? Kivin l'chazi l'biya. Since she is not royal l'biya, less l'ksuba. She doesn't get ksuba. And what v'loy peiros lo mezoinus lo v'loyus? Why should she get all the like mezoinus and peiros? Why not? Because tanai ksuba dami. The tanai ksuba is the same thing as ksuba. But yoytziv l'yachz olam. As loch is, they have to give her a get. They can't take her back. Pshita. It's pashut. You know why you can't take her back? Because she's still in l'vest. So Gemara explains, no, loy tzricha the hadra of askana. She got better. She got healed. Ma'u detaim v'lahadra. Maybe you think that you could return her now because she got better. Now there's no problem of being mishamish anida. Kamash v'lo and the zimun the ozlam in la misakna. Maybe she marries someone else and she get better. And he'll say, v'alma ilo yisi adeya shkachoya. If I would have known that you would have got better, v'lo yisi nice lima yamana. If you would have given $100, $100,000, lo yisi megarish, I wouldn't have been megarish. So if Nimsa get bottle and comes out, he's like, he's saying that the whole get wasn't good. And the new children that she has from the second husband, Mamzerim. And therefore we say, your get is final. You're never taking her back. And therefore we'll never say anything. That's our Meishita. Mishum Abachanan Amru, Oiloi Labala. Abachanan said, woe on the husbands. What does that mean? Ikadam Rilar Meya Amalei. The boy like Vuyak Zubursa. He's arguing on Meya. Meya said, no ksuba. So he said, no, you do have to give a get, but you have to give a ksuba. And they were saying, woe on the husband. First of all, he has to divorce his wife, and second of all, he has to pay money. So he had, you know, the worst of both worlds. That's one pshat in what Abba Chanan is saying. He's saying, woe on the baal, don't do b'dikas, because it still doesn't work. Because sometimes she doesn't see before tashmish, but she'll see b'shas tashmish, so b'dikas doesn't help. He didn't like Chalim and Tigris Eitzah doing B'dikas because it won't always help. Because maybe the B'dikah 4 will be good, but in the middle of the Tashmish will start having, she's in La Vest. So he doesn't like that. So either way, he's arguing either on Ramea or on Chiv Antigonus. Om Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, Halacha Karanina Antigonus. Halacha is like a Karanina Antigonus that even though she ain't lavest, you're mutter with bedikas. With bedikas. Uvamai, Iba Sukha Vatiras, if you're talking about a Sukha Vatiras, that she's mutter with bedikas, Ha'am Shmuel Chalazimna. Shmuel said it one time. Vivish ain't a Sukha Vatiras, if it's talking about not a Sukha Vatiras, so Ha'am Kalabaila Bedika. He said even more. You don't need bedika at all. Even better than Mechina Tignes. Domrav Zera, Ama Abba Baririm Shmuel, Ishan Levest. Asura shamish achotivda. It's also shamish until you do a bedikah. But kim lelav asuka v'tayrus. We said it's talking about asuka v'tayrus. So the question is that what, when we say halacha kavanin or tignes that's mutu a bedikah, what do we mean asuka v'tayrus? That Shmuel said already. Ain't asuka v'tayrus? It's not true. So Gemara answers ma demas deha lemas deha. And the way Rashi learns his ikar pshat is that we're talking about asuka v'tayrus that we pass on kavanin and tignes. But asuka v'tayrus you have to make a bedikah. I Shmuel said it once. He said, the one who said this memra didn't know about the other one. And therefore it's not shared both Shmuel's. So it comes out that we have our Gemara. The only time that Isha She'en Lavest has to make a Bedika is only our Sukha Vatiris. Only a woman is Isha Vatiris. That means Zman Hazah. Isha does not have a vest, which is most of our Ishas. We're not have to make a Bedika before and after Tashmish. That's what comes out through Rashi. A lot of Rishonim learned the Gemara, not like that. Learned the Gemara is Maskana by Ina Sukha Vatiris, and it comes out that even by Ina Sukha Vatiris, Isha She'en Lavest would have to do Bedika before and after Tashmish, and there is a Sheet in Shulchan Aruch, the passing like that. The Rambam passing like that, and the other Rishonim, there are a lot of Rishonim hold, the Rosh, I think, also, there are a lot of Rishonim hold, the Rif, a lot of Rishonim hold that Isha She'en Lavest, even Bizman Hazeh, is also Shamish Acha Tivdaik, because you're not sure. But the Minig Olam is not like that. But just to point out, that's a big machlokes that's showing over here.